We were here in town, so we were thinking, well, we thank God for the good preaching that we have heard. I do not intend to stand here very long, but I have one passage of scripture that come on my mind and just want to mention it. And, please pray for me as the Lord might bless, that the Lord would bless us with the ability to speak on it for just a short, brief time. Mark chapter 10. Brother John read the verse, but of course he went on down to verse 17, but then verse 16, the entire time he was preaching, has been on partially on my mind as well as I read that one verse, Mark chapter 10, verse 16. I'd like to begin at verse 13. It says, "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for as such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, and he put his hands upon them and blessed them." I want you to just read 16 with me again. "And he took them up in his arms, and he put his hands upon them, and he blessed them." They were real little babies. Luke calls them infants. Little children, infants, helpless. They didn't do anything, did they? There wasn't anything. They had to be carried to be in the presence of Jesus. Someone brought them there. They didn't crawl up into his arms. They had to be picked up. They didn't reach up really and grab him. They didn't do anything. But he did it all. The disciples seeing it thought, this is a waste of time. This is not something that ought to be happening. I don't know what their thinking was about it. But they thought, this isn't something that ought to happen. And that he's too busy. Or these are infants. These aren't people that are necessarily sick that need something. These aren't people that have blindness or leprosy or disease. These are just little babies. Why bother the master with this? But Jesus, it didn't say he was displeased with what they said. It says he was much displeased. In other words, don't mess with the Lord's people. Don't mess with the Lord's. They're my children. And here, even in this passage, as the disciples are saying, "Who then can be saved?" and asking these questions, Jesus answered and said to them, "Children." He calls them children. He calls us children. And as a matter of fact, he says, "This is how we come." That really knocks a work system in the head, doesn't it? That kind of takes care of all of what we've done. What have we done to deserve what we have? Oh Lord, what have I done to deserve the blessings of my life? Oh Lord, what have I done to deserve all that thou hast done for me? Why did I have a Damascus Road experience? Why did that come to me? Did I go looking for the Lord? Did I make the initiative and start the act? No more than these children did anything. I haven't done anything and you haven't done anything. But I'm telling you, the Lord knows every one of his children. And I believe today, even as I've sat here and heard the preaching, that he's taken me up in his arms and he's put his hands upon me and he's blessed me. And I believe these were some blessed babies, don't you? These were some blessed babies. Today we are blessed children because of a God that loved us even before the foundation of the world. And there's absolutely nothing that can separate us from his love. And whatever we're going to face, whatever comes in our life, because of the Lord Jesus Christ being with us in the midst of it all, we are all right. Because we belong to him. Now I'm on the prayer, remember that God.